Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Liker. That's me. Every day I wake up and I do a podcast. It's not very good. I just say whatever and then I put it up. So don't listen to it unless you really want to. And then fine, but don't tell me it's not good because I know. It's Monday. It's 10. It's 10:13 a.m. Really should have got up a lot earlier. I went to bed at like fucking 11:30. I was so tired because like yesterday I got up like super early. Then I like took the SEPTA commuter train to my parents' house, and then I was there for Easter. That was nice. Play with my nieces and nephew and all that stuff. And then came back. Then I got home like 7, lost leftovers, whatever, and I was like super tired, went to bed. I didn't know I was gonna sleep for like 11 hours, but I did. Having all sorts of weird dreams. I was working in a restaurant in one. That was no fun. Well, I was just working. I was working and it kept changing places. Yeah, I can't even explain those dreams. They're all weird. And, yeah. Glad they're over. Now, that's probably why I had slept so long. They were like tiring. They were like, I can't explain it, but they were like tiring. There's one I was like, I was fighting with somebody. There was another one. There was like this, I was involved in some type of illegal transaction. I would want to say it's a drug deal, but I don't remember any drugs. And there was like this big, like huge guy, and I was with this like little guy, like smaller than me guy, who I didn't know, either one of these dudes. And the little guy just was like fucking was able to attack this big dude and just murder him. Almost killed him. Then it was just some weird shit. Is anybody working on the technology to like DVR your dreams? Is anybody working on that shit? I know it sounds sort of impossible, but man, I want to see them in like a lucid state, see like what the hell it is that was my mind was seeing. There's gotta, I don't think we're quite there recording the brain. There's that Black Mirror where they're recording what's in your eyes. I mean, I guess if you can get to that, you'll be close. I mean, if we're cutting back funding for NASA, I guess we're not. I think we could sell that to Trump. If somebody went into his office and said, "Listen, we need $1 billion. I was going to tell you more than that. Let's say $2 billion to be able to record people's dreams. I guess make it personal to record your dreams." It'd be like, I mean, who wouldn't? Like, we could figure it out. We just need like some money. We got the scientists. We're going to get the best scientists. How would you turn that down? And that dude, why, he probably thinks his dreams are like fucking genius. Anyway, all right. So I don't got a ton of time because I slept later than I wanted to, and I got to go do work on some show business. I got a big, well, it's not big, but I got a meeting tomorrow that will hopefully lead to me being the most powerful person in showbiz. Well, not, will hopefully lead to it. You know, it's like the beginning of a beginning of a beginning. Maybe. Or it's nothing. Which most things are. Let's see, what's going on in the news? Cleveland police investigating shooting broadcasted on Facebook Live. Who uses Facebook Live? It's just like weirdness. What the fuck? Why is someone shooting on Facebook Live? Well, I hope they catch this shooter. And that's just dumb. Unless it's a fake thing. I guess it's not. Alex Jones' defense in upcoming custody battle is that he's a fake. Oh, I saw this story. Alex Jones is going to say he's competent enough to watch his children, because he's nuts. But he's going to say that's, he's not nuts, it's a character. Which I think is going to be a problem, because people don't watch him to... Listen, there's probably a bunch of people who watch him because they think he's funny, but they think he's funny because they think he's real. Then there's a bigger part of his audience that watch him because they believe Sandy Hook was a lie. And if he's saying, yeah, no, that's I'm being a character, I wonder if he'll lose all his stuff. Well, I don't think he should be watching kids, but I don't know him personally. United States will no longer take seats of, oh, United staff. Sorry, I'm like seriously still waking up here. United staff will no longer take seats of boarded passenger. Well, I guess. I still fuck them, because they're only doing that now because of that thing. They would still be doing it if it wasn't. They don't think it's wrong. They're just trying to save their fucking ass. I will not fly United. I never did anyway. Fuck those guys. And if somebody like, I don't know. I guess if there was a direct flight, I would still take United. If it was between direct on United. And I don't know, JetBlue doesn't overbook their flights. That's like the only, JetBlue and Virgin America seem to be the only airlines worth a shit. And JetBlue is kind of still on the way down from where it was. 20 shot, 3 die in Easter weekend shootings in Philadelphia. Oh my God, I was in Philadelphia on Easter. I was there all weekend. There was Easter weekend shootings. I was at the Liberty Bell. They could have, got there. I didn't see any shootings. Oh my! I wonder where they were. I wonder if there's any. Let me. Now this is when I'm gonna look, because it's like makes me feel like I was in some type of danger. Maybe I was saved for a greater purpose. Bloody holiday weekend in Philadelphia. 20 people. And 20 people shot and 3 dead in a little more than 48 hours. They said warmer weather could be contributing to the spike in gun violence. Well, yeah, warmer weather always does that. Because it's like you're out. Everybody's out. You're out, then you end up arguing, and let's see if they have any addresses of these 62nd Street and Woodland Avenue. I was not near there. Yeah, it's West Philadelphia. which can be a dangerous area. Sunday night shooting around South 6th Street near Porter Street in South Philadelphia. That's closer to where I was, but I get confused there because it's streets and streets. There's no streets and avenues. It's really, I forget which one's like the avenue, the names or the numbers. I guess, I was near 6th Street, but I don't think I was near this Porter Avenue. So, this is all, there's some, I was not in any dangerous neighborhoods. These were all Kensington and North Philly and West Philly. Basically, if there's some sort of type of direction in front of Philadelphia, you're not in the best spot. North, south, west. There's no east. That's the only one they're missing. I guess East Philadelphia is just the middle, the center city. But no, there's got to be an east. What the fuck's the east? You don't hear about it. There's Northeast. That's like their Staten Island. All right. So, hang in there, Philly. I enjoyed you this past weekend. I hope stop the violence. Stay in school. And I think I might just get out of here now because I got to take a shower. I'm not going to go out and about without taking a nice shower. And then I got to get moving. It's been 12 minutes. You know, it's like I said, I've been through a lot. I've been through so much. No, I didn't. God. But I enjoy doing this show. I enjoy talking to you people every day. And sorry to Kevin who couldn't be on the show today because I had to get up and I luckily have a lot to do over the next few days or week or so, and I can't be home at noon to talk to Kevin because he lives on the West Coast. And we will get it done. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you to everybody. Thank you, Kevin, Pietro, Mortimer, Rob from Brighton, Ruby. That's all I can think of right now. But I thank you. Those are all the people I can think of who've contacted me. And if I left you out, tell me and I'll include you tomorrow. And all right, that's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.